The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. I'm David Dubal in The Piano Matters. Here we go. The instrument is 305 years old and as healthy as ever, lodged as it is in the world's psyche as no other musical instrument. Almost every day in different guises or forms, I see a piano. Last night, I saw the film Deception. Do you remember that? With Betty Davis and the great Claude Rains. And Betty was playing the Appassionata of Beethoven. That seemed quite a good job. Let's open with Percy Grainger's Molly on the Shore. What a piece. And we have it in an arrangement for piano and orchestra by Percy himself with Leopold Stokowski heading the Hollywood Bowl Symphony. This is a rare recording and an historic collaboration between Percy Grainger and Leopold Stokowski. Thank you. Well, if you recognized it, yes, you were right. Molly on the Shore, which is one of Granger's best-known pieces, based on two Cork reel times, meaning the dances. And it was combined in a masterly way, I thought, by Percy Granger for piano and orchestra, Leopold Stokowski conducting, the Hollywood Bowl Symphony. I think this was 1945, many years before Percy Aldrich Granger actually playing the Grieg Concerto, but before it, was married at the Hollywood Bowl before 20,000 people. It's The Piano Matters. I'm your host, David Dubal, and I hope my programming suits you on this occasion. There are no good or bad orchestras, only bad conductors. And that's an old saying, but I think it's a little nonsensical. A good conductor can do nothing if the players really are poor, and a good violinist is leagues away from bad one. And how about those brass? No, a good conductor can do well with a good orchestra, but a good orchestra can do well many times without a conductor. So give me a good concertmaster any time, and all will flow. And that's my opinion. But what's your opinion? We would like to know. Alberto Ginastera, born in 1916. At age 19, he composed three Argentine dances, and they remain in the world's repertory. The superb Mariangela Vacatello, who I saw in New York recently, gave me her CD set, brand new, on Brilliant Records, of the complete piano music of Ginastera. And it's first-rate, top-class playing. The best-known of the three dances is the slow middle one, so languorous. Well, you'll hear it and more. Dash, brilliancy, and lyricism, all displayed by the Italian pianist Mariangela Vacatello. Thank you. Ah, such joy in the third of the three Argentine dances of Ginastera, and she plays it right up to the edge. She is Mariangela Vacatello, and I saw her recently when she was in New York playing a concert, and I must say, such a charming young woman. Here is a line attributed to Elvis Presley. "I don't know anything about music," he said. "In my line, you don't have to." Well, that's not really true, Elvis, because in your realm, you knew a lot, and you were certainly a consummate performer. For me, I rather he had stayed, however, in Memphis and just strummed his guitar. Also, I know that he played the piano, at least. I've heard there are many more visitors to Graceland than to the White House. Ah, fame. Fame is amazing. And in Elvis's case, it's been an amazing posthumous fame as well. Many times I see a newspaper saying he is coming back from Mars. Anyway, Elvis also said this: "I was very lucky. The people were looking for something different, and I came along just in time." Oh, yes, indeed, good timing and bad timing. And for our station, it would be good timing if you opened your purse strings and gave us as generously as possible to our dedicated station, which brings you the very greatest in Western art music. We're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but we are in Beethoven and Bach's Hall of Endless Spiritual Beauty. You can donate online at wwfm.org. This is David Dubois, and please, you are listening with me to The Art of the Piano on The Piano Matters. Scarlatti's probable pupil was a Spanish monk named Antonio Soler, Padre. He left about 180 sonatas, all of them tempting and delicious, sad and happy, and wonderful for the hands and ears. And you'll hear this when Alicia Della Rocha plays for you Soler's Sonata in G Minor. Thank you. how those little hands of Della Rocha could caress the piano, and you heard her in the Soler G minor sonata, played as only she can play Spanish music. Let's savor two sections from Liszt Piano Concerto No. 2. Both Liszt concertos are repertory staples, and Liszt himself conducted the world premiere in tiny Weimar with his own student Hans von Bronsart as soloist. For us, I have the American virtuoso Norman Krieger in his The Piano Matters debut, and he will play the last two sections, and Paul Freeman conducts the Prague Radio Orchestra.
Thank you.
And that was Norman Krieger. I haven't had him on the Piano Matters yet, but today it was rectified, and it was the last two sections of Liszt's one movement, Piano Concerto, and the conductor Paul Freeman with the Prague Radio Orchestra. One of the deepest, most original books I have read in some time, and I go back to it often, is John Fowles, yes, the celebrated novelist, writing a book, not a novel, but he called it The Aristo. And I find his thoughts often provocative and many times with a twist. Here is what Fowles says of happiness, which he feels is essentially antisocial. It always implies a comparison, a knowing that others could be, but are not, enjoying the particular happiness that we enjoy. And this is true of private happiness and public happiness. The theater audience, the stadium of spectators, even a whole nation are happy because there are others not present and not happy in this way. So interesting, isn't it? Let's proceed with Liszt's rather unknown third valse oublié, four of them coming from his pen in an old age. It's as if the great master is looking back in a haze of nostalgia. I think it's an intriguing piece, especially rhythmically. And the player is Leslie Howard, a man who has lived his Liszt throughout his life.
Thank you.
Leslie Howard doing very well in the third of Liszt's Forgotten Waltzes, composed in 1883. This is the program, The Piano Matters, and we explore the immensity of the piano's ever-fascinating literature. I'm your host, David Dubal. And take a look at my website, daviddubal.org. It may interest you, and above all, you may want to purchase a painting of mine for your collection. Schubert time is upon us. The only Viennese master that actually was born in Vienna wrote 6 musical moments, all characteristic of his lyric genius. They really must be called Schubertian. Number 6 in A-flat is certainly that. As always, Schubert takes time to unroll his material. And here we have a good Schubertian in Rado Lupu, and he now plays it for us. Thank you. Yes, that was the special sound of Ratulupu in the musical moment number 6 in A-flat by, of course, it was Schubert. And he was 30 years old when he penned that. Lupu loves to dwell in Schubert, that's for sure. Krishnamurti wrote, "Rain on dry land is an extraordinary thing, is it not? It washes the leaves clean, the earth is refreshed, and I think we all ought to wash our minds completely clear as the trees are washed by the rain, because our minds are so heavily laden with the dust of many centuries, the dust of what we call knowledge and experience. If you and I would cleanse the mind every day, free it of yesterday's reminiscences, each of us would then have a fresh mind, mind capable of dealing with the many problems of existence." And that citation from Krishnamurti's book, Think on These Things. Here now, Vladimir Sofronitsky. He never played in the United States because he was locked into the Soviet system, but he was a legend in Russia. And he's going to give us a Chopin Mazurka, Opus 33, number 2. You just heard Sofronitsky in the Mazurka in D-flat, and of course, that characteristic Chopinish lilt. And the piece is filled with marvelous little details. And there's a section marked con anima, and the term used by Chopin always means with heart. And it was Vladimir Sofronitsky, a real Chopinist, playing it for us. The writer Hilary Balak wrote, "It is the best of all trades to make songs, and the second best, to sing them." I like that. I returned to the Italian pianist Mariangela Vacatello, and we heard her earlier in the program in Ginastera, now from her Debussy disc, the lovely Arabesque No. 1. The world-famous Arabesque No. 1 by Debussy, an early piece, but still we can hear the great composer's harmonic vocabulary. And it was well delineated by the pianist Mariangela Vacatello. Let's return to the music of Gina Stera, and we'll play the Danza Criolla from his 12 American Preludes, and the artist, Mariangela Vacatello. Mariangela Vacatello in her complete performance recordings of Gina Stera. Now we heard Danza Criolla from the Opus 12, 12 American Preludes. Join me, won't you, next week, next time, same station, The Piano Matters, and I hope you were moved, intrigued, entertained. The pianists in the show must be thanked. I wish all of you a fine week. The son of Sebastian Bach, Carl Philipp Emanuel, wrote, "Lose no opportunity to hear artistic singing." In so doing, the keyboard player will learn to think in terms of song. Indeed, it is a good practice to sing instrumental melodies in order to reach an understanding of their correct performance. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to WWFM.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.